Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick filling in for John Hockenberry today. Well, yesterday on the program, we asked you to remember, if you can, where you were and what you were doing on September 10th, 2001. We got lots of answers from you, the listeners. We also got a response from Peter Morancy from Woonsocket, Rhode Island, not about the 10th, but about his memories or maybe non-memories of the day after, of September 11th. Peter joins me now. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Todd.
As I said, you have what amounts to non-memories of September 11th. Can you explain?
Sure. I was under general anesthesia and going under the knife just about 10 minutes before the first plane hit. It was in some ways a momentous day for me, but I didn't know what was going to happen. And basically, by the time I was out of surgery and conscious again, the second building had come down. It was all over. So for me, it was never quite as real, I think, as it was for everybody else. I never quite understood. I mean, I knew that the Twin Towers, I'd been on them as a young man, or actually really as a boy. I stood at the base and looked up, and I just will never forget that sort of towering over me feeling.
And what has it meant for you in the aftermath, not having had that emotional connection about the day that so many people, almost everybody, understandably, has? What about the so many years since?
Well, it just feels as if everything has changed. I was under some pretty heavy medication after the surgery for about a week, so I really missed the entire aftermath in a lot of ways. And for me, it just felt as if I went to sleep in one America and I woke up in a country that didn't really make sense to me anymore. When I went under, my country was a place where people wouldn't think that torture was something that would be acceptable. I would never have dreamed that the leadership of both parties would find torture to be something that we would do as a nation. We weren't that kind of a country. And I never really got the madness or the passion that so many Americans seem to have gained. It's been a very alienating experience over the years.
And maybe it helps explain, Peter Morancy, why the emotional connections to that day were so important for so many people, citizens and politicians, going forward. Peter Morancy of Woonsocket, Rhode Island, I want to thank you for joining us with your story.
Take care, Todd.
Thank you. And we want to know where you were 11 years ago. What was your life like the day before 9/11? And how is it different the day after the attacks? You know, for some of our listeners, they recall the day before as joyous days. This comes from Sarah in Portland, Oregon.
On September 10th, 2001, I was in labor with my first child. She was born at 11:13 at night. I pushed really hard. If I hadn't, she could have easily been born the next day on September 11th.
Here's listener Jesse from Massachusetts.
On September 10th, 2001, my wife and I were just arriving back from our honeymoon. It was pretty incredible to go for something so high in energy and excitement to just such a tragedy. It was just a profound shakeup.
Listeners Jeff and Jim from right here in New York City recall those days for us.
On September 10th, 2001, I was waiting for my boyfriend, who is now my husband, in the Film Forum in New York City, a few blocks up from where the debacle happened the next morning. I was furious that he did not appear, and I had to give his seat up and leave and go meet him, and he took me to dinner across the street, and I was still furious. And then the next day, I realized that I should probably not be so furious at him and maybe not be quite so petty about anything ever again.
On September 10th, I was in New York here in the East Village, having just come home on the yesterday from Portland, Maine, where we flew through the airport that some of the fellows flew through to enter the country.
Memories of September 10th and also from September 11th. And we always want to hear from you at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.